It was a day like most days. Life punching, me ducking. Maybe Atlantic Avenue wasn't the best place for an early morning run. Too much flotsam. Too many of the down and outs still up and about. But there I was, minding my own business, running in the street instead of on a sidewalk, keeping out of the way of early birds on the way to work, not looking for any trouble, which, in Brooklyn, is usually when you get it handed to you. True to form, there it came. Trouble with a capital T. Three skinheads, complete with tattoos, chains, letter. No doubt on our way home after an ill-spent evening. Three creeps. Just a type for Geraldo to interview. When the leader saw me, I was easy to see. An all-red tank top and blue and white striped shorts covering 250 pounds of aging Italian beef. He was a big guy, with a shiny pinhead set on a bull neck who probably put steroids on his Cheerios. He whacked his chain into a parked car for practice. Stepped into the street to block my way. He said nothing. The other two formed a mutant duet.
Cut him, Ice.
Take his fucking face off.
Up to that I ran, like a pastrami in a piranha tank. Mr. Ice took his shot, missed. The chain whipped into his own leg. He howled. The other two screamed up a storm. Come back, old man, we'll kill you. I swerved around him and took off, moving my ample ass. A thought crossed my mind to go back and kick the respective rear ends of three Neanderthals half my age. I let the thought cross. I had better things to do, like teach my class. I ran faster. Up ahead loomed my college, which didn't really look like a college. No winding walks, no watchtowers, no quad, and no ivy. All of that's at Williams, where the Wall Street types get educated. My college is 10 stories, straight up, square, no spires, no stone lions guarding the gate, no gargoyles at the gutters. It's strictly an institution where the proletariat comes to get taught by yours truly. Bright and clean, the college stood out like Steve Nash on the All-Star team. Behind it are old, dirty, burned-up, broken-down buildings and a lot of driftwood. Full-blown gentrification hasn't yet arrived at this part of Brooklyn. I kept my peepers peeled for any other A.M. Brooklyn street killers in the market for a moving target who looked like Mussolini doing an Uncle Sam imitation. Looking up, I saw someone staring at me from an open window, high up in a college, but I couldn't make out who it was. Looking ahead, I saw a panhandler outside a package liquor store owned by an old Korean named Dim Buffalo Pang. The panhandler was glad to see me. He stepped into my path, talking a mile a minute. I debated about running him over, decided against it. I came to a stop, feeling a strain in my ankles.
Hey, man, got $5 for a vet. Vietnam, man. Vietnam.
I took a second to get my breath. I was face to face with him. Me, reeking a sweat. Him, just reeking. His eyes were bloodshot. His breath could have provided illumination by alcohol light for a month. I formed a question, found air to get it out. In what?
What do you mean?
Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, who'd you serve with?
You think this is fucking Jeopardy?
Hey, you think I'm fucking Chase Manhattan?
Fuck this shit.
Woof, woof.
What?
Bow wow, I said, pointing over his shoulder at what was heading our way. Mr. Pang's dog, big, black, fur up, had escaped from the liquor store and was now doing some end-of-the-world growling while it searched for fresh meat. The ex-Green Beret scrambled around a corner with the old Korean's pet killer in hot and heavy pursuit. I stood stock still just in case the monster had a yen for seasoned Italian food. Mr. Pang appeared. He was about half my height. He had a considerable club in his small right hand.
My dog, he go where?
Your dog, he go there, I said, doing a tomahawk motion, gesturing toward the corner. Mr. Pang ran after his dog. The dawning of another day at the Urban U. The professors at Amherst don't get to see such sights.